Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs special meeting of Cabinet Committee on Security, calls for all-out effort to safeguard Indian citizens from impact of war in West Asia. US President Donald Trump says American forces will finish the job in Iran soon as core strategic objectives are nearing completion. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia Denis Manturov arrives in New Delhi. NASA launches its historic crewed mission around Moon, Artemis 2 from Florida in US. And in football, defending champions India beat Bhutan 5-0 to storm into the final of SAFF Men's Under-20 Championship in Malé. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a special meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review measures taken by various ministries and departments and also discussed further initiatives to be taken in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. More from our correspondent.
During the meeting, the Prime Minister assessed the availability of critical needs for the common man. He also discussed the availability of fertilizers in the country and steps being taken to ensure its availability in the Kharif and Rabi seasons. The Prime Minister also directed that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of ongoing conflict. Mr. Modi underlined the need for timely and smooth flow of authentic information to the public to prevent misinformation and rumor mongering. Mr. Modi also directed all concerned departments to take all possible measures to ameliorate the problems of citizens and sectors affected by the ongoing global situation. During the meeting, interventions across agriculture, fertilizers, shipping, aviation, logistics and MSMEs to mitigate emerging challenges were discussed. Further, a review of supply diversification of LPG and LNG fuel duty reduction and power sector measures was also undertaken to ensure stability of essential supplies. With Bhanu's report, this is Ankit Kumar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has decided to provide full customs duty exemption on critical petrochemical products till 30th of June 2026 in view of the ongoing conflict in West Asia and the consequent disruptions in global supply chains. The Ministry of Finance said this measure has been taken as a temporary and targeted relief to ensure continued availability of critical petrochemical inputs for domestic industry. It noted that the step will help reduce cost pressures on downstream sectors and safeguard supply stability in the country. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, arrived in New Delhi this morning. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Mr. Manturov is scheduled to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today. India has sent a consignment of 1,000 metric tons of rice to Burkina Faso as humanitarian assistance. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this initiative is aimed at supporting food security for vulnerable communities and internally displaced persons. He added that this step reflects India's continued commitment as a reliable developmental and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief partner to Global South countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that American forces will finish the job in Iran soon as core strategic objectives are nearing completion. In a televised address from White House, Trump touted the success of the U.S. campaign, Operation Epic Fury, saying the U.S. is winning bigger than even before. In his 20-minute speech, Trump said, every American can look forward to a day when they are finally free from the wickedness of Iranian aggression and the specter of nuclear blackmail. The president promised that when the war is over, the United States will be safer, stronger, more prosperous and greater than it has ever been before.
Operation Epic Fury. Our objectives are very simple and clear. We are systematically dismantling the regime's ability to threaten America or project power outside of their borders. That means eliminating Iran's navy, which is now absolutely destroyed, and annihilating their defense industrial base. Taken together, these actions will cripple Iran military, crush their ability to support terrorist proxies, and deny them the ability to build a nuclear bomb.
Italian Coast Guard has rescued 58 migrants and recovered 19 bodies after an overcrowded small boat got into distress in the Mediterranean Sea near Lampedusa. The vessel was intercepted about 18 nautical miles off the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. Italy's Coast Guard spokesperson Roberto D'Arrigo said the rescue operation was carried out in the Libyan search and rescue zone amid rough weather. The migrants are believed to have departed from Libya. Authorities suspect the victims died of hypothermia, though the exact cause is yet to be confirmed. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. NASA's first crewed mission around the moon in more than 50 years, Artemis II, has taken off. The Space Launch System rocket lifted off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, U.S., at around 3:54 a.m. Indian time today. More from our correspondent.
The crew on the 10-day Artemis II mission will not land on the moon, but plan to circle it while traveling further from Earth than anyone has ever been before. They will do it all in a capsule the size of a minibus. Four astronauts, Wright Weisman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen are taking part in the mission. Unlike the Apollo missions between 1968 and 1972, which sent only men to the moon, Artemis II reflects greater diversity with a woman and a non-American astronaut on board. During the nearly 10-day mission, astronauts will test life support, navigation, and other systems in deep space, evaluate spacecraft performance, practice emergency procedures, and capture images of the moon's far side. If successful, Artemis II is the first mission to send astronauts towards the moon since Apollo 17 in 1972. The mission aims to test systems for future crewed lunar landings and will conclude with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. Ahead of the launch, U.S. President Donald Trump said, "America is winning in space," and added that the mission will take astronauts farther into deep space than ever before. Ashish Abraham for Akashvani News, Delhi.
A major 7.4 magnitude offshore quake struck in eastern Indonesia early this morning, the U.S. Geological Survey said. The quake hit at 6:48 a.m. local time in the Molucca Sea. The Hawaii-based Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that hazardous tsunami waves were possible within 1,000 kilometers of the epicenter along the coasts of Indonesia, the Philippines and Malaysia. No casualty or damage has been reported so far. In the SAF Men's Under-20 Football Championship, defending champions India thrashed Bhutan 5-0 to storm into the final in Malé, Maldives last night. Earlier, Bangladesh booked their place in the final with a 1-0 win over Nepal. Manik scored this decisive goal in the 11th minute. India will now face Bangladesh in the summit clash tomorrow. Organised by the South Asian Football Federation, SAF, Under-20 Championship is a yearly tournament. India are the most successful team in the competition's history with four titles. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in the fifth match of the tournament at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. Put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants were bowled out for 141 with Abdul Samad top scoring with 36. Delhi Capitals pacers Lungi Nigdi and T. Natarajan picked up 3 wickets each. In reply, Delhi Capitals chased down the target in 17.1 overs for the loss of 4 wickets. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs special meeting of Cabinet Committee on Security. Calls for all-out effort to safeguard Indian citizens from impact of war in West Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump says American forces will finish the job in Iran soon as core strategic objectives are nearing completion. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, arrives in New Delhi. NASA launches its historic crewed mission around Moon, Artemis II, from Florida in U.S. And in football, defending champions India beat Bhutan 5-0 to storm into the final of SAF Men's Under-20 Championship in Malé. And that is the end of this news bulletin.